And when we have our what's called speakers up here, I hesitate because I always like to think of us as talkers. We're not trained speakers. We talk from our hearts. Talk from our hearts. Whether the words come out of your mouth or not, you're talking from your heart. Can you believe that? Huh? Some people say, no, I don't pray. Oh, don't you? You're always in prayer. Now and forever. And I surely do miss our Barbara, but we're in for a treat here now. Of course, our singing was, they'll probably put us on television. How dare that loud laughter come up here? One, it was either Bill or Craig, I heard it. How could you possibly laugh when I made a statement like that? But anyhow, Mickey Joe and that tall baby sitting there. Oh, when I look at the faces out here, it sure makes me happy. But now, we're going to have somebody that I love that's going to share her thoughts with us. And she is just a downright happy, blessed young lady. She has a hubby, so you guys leave her alone. She has a hubby that she loves dearly. And they bike all over the world. You can't just about imagine any country that they haven't been to. And can you see this little tiny body sitting on the back of a motorcycle going? I can see it. And she's going to share her thoughts with us. And that's our Connie Marriott.
I want to talk about my favorite words. When I was a kid, I had favorite words. And I would say them over and over and over again. And they were fun. And I'm going to share them with you later. But right now, wasn't it a wonderful, splendid, beautiful day today? Or maybe it was a dark and dreary and blue day. I prefer wonderful and splendid and beautiful, just like it actually was. And I also prefer enthusiasm to laziness, happiness to sadness, bright to dull. Words play an important part in our lives. They also have a tremendous impact on us emotionally and physically. We use words most of our life. Every day we choose what we will say and who we will say them to. Sometimes the words are verbal and sometimes they're written. Often we don't put much thought into the responsibility of our words. We might take for granted things that we say because we talk every day and we have so much to say. I want to look at words from a different perspective. I want to talk about the energy that words have. I want to talk about the physical effects that words have on our bodies. You probably haven't thought much about this, so let's do a little exercise. And this is a talk full of audience participation, just to forewarn you. So, put your hand on your heart. When I say God's love, you can probably feel that in your heart. In your heart space, this area here. Now, put your hand on your gut. And when I say the word fear, you're probably going to feel the word fear in your gut, right? Kind of interesting. There's more. When you or someone around you makes a truthful statement, you'll feel it in your heart. Okay, it's audience participation time again. I want you to determine if you feel the next exercise in your heart or in your gut. Say to yourself, you can say it out loud, you can say it to yourself, your own name, but in this way. My name is, so on three. My name is Connie. Did you feel it in your heart space or did you feel it in your gut? Let's continue. Tell me if the next few statements you feel in your heart space or in your gut. God is love. Today is Wednesday. You feel that in your gut? Okay. How about, I can walk on water? Or, Christmas is tomorrow. Isn't it interesting the way, if you really think about it, it goes in one of two places? I find that fascinating. So the next time someone is talking to you and they're telling you something and you get a funny feeling in your gut, pay attention to that. Pay close attention to that. The gut feeling, right here, right, Julio, tells us when something is wrong. Sometimes we listen to this gut instinct, but sometimes we don't. The gut feeling is, in fact, an instinct. We're born knowing right from wrong by the way we feel. We know when something's wrong. We don't feel right. Our guts tell us so. These instincts that we're born with are a gift from God. So often we ignore them. We suppress them. We tune God out, and we tune out our instincts because we think that we know what's better. We need to use these instincts that we've been given. Tune into them. Stop second guessing them and give them a little more credit. Instincts are actually quite a bit our guides. Our physical bodies react to words as we just demonstrated. Let me give you another example. I have a question for you. Is Google male or female? Anybody know? I have to read this so I don't screw it up. Female, because she doesn't let you finish a sentence before making a suggestion. Here's another. The oldest computer can be traced to Adam and Eve. Who knows what kind of a computer that is? Apple. Yes, it was an Apple. But with an extremely limited memory, just one byte, then everything crashed. How'd that make you feel? When you hear a funny joke, you might laugh. Others will laugh. Our abs will tighten. We'll grab our gut and bend over. We may even get tears in our eyes. And sometimes we can't even catch our breath. Now, my jokes usually aren't that funny, but you know what I'm talking about. There's this big physical reaction. So you see the connection between words and our physical body. We know that our bodies react to our own words. We just experienced it. And you experienced your body's reacting to my words. We have such power to affect others by our choice of words. Such power. The physical reactions produced by words are a part of that mind-body connection. We often hear of the mind-body connection, but let's explore it a bit. What effects will these words have on your body? I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not whatever enough. If you're human, you've probably said a few of these things sometime in your life, and you probably didn't feel very good about it. Well, what effects will these words have on your body? I'm awesome. I'm capable. I'm loving, I'm good and kind, and all things positive. Feels good in your heart space, doesn't it? We can choose to physically feel better by speaking to ourselves better. It's a choice. Speak poorly or speak lovingly. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are outstanding. And you are a gift. What a difference our words can make. You have the power to change the way you feel. Change the way you talk to yourself, and you change the way you feel. Okay, it's audience participation time again. Ready? Repeat after me, and you can use hand gestures because I'm obviously using hand gestures. So repeat after me. I am wonderful and amazing.
I am wonderful and amazing.
I am loved.
I am loved.
Doesn't that feel good? Okay, now, some of you might feel a little funny doing this. At first, might seem a little awkward, but I guarantee that if you keep doing it, you'll get used to it. And it will become a regular thing, and it won't feel funny or awkward anymore. You should try it. You can make a new habit just by doing it over and over again. A positive, uplifting habit. You can really do it. God is love, and God loves you. He gave you free choice, a choice to speak to yourself in the way that you want to, any way that you want to. We have the power to make ourselves feel better. We can use this power to make others feel better too. Words heal. That's a big statement. Words heal. A kind word, a hug, a walk in nature, a special message or email, a smile, all have the ability to heal. We do not always have the opportunity to physically hug someone or take a walk with them, but we might have more of an opportunity to talk to them, text them, send them an email. Use the gift of healing with your kind words. We all have it. We can all use it. Take it seriously and lift someone up. Lift someone up with your words. It'll make you feel better and it will make them feel better. I have a question for you. And it's a loaded question. Do you prefer to spend time with people who are funny and make you feel good, or with people who are judgmental and put you down? I hope everyone chose the first option. I bring this to your attention so that you will be more of the way aware of the person that you are. We have so much power with our words, so why don't we choose to be the funny, positive person? And if you're not funny, because inherently I'm not, you can just be the positive person.
I think you're funny.
Well, jokes are on the internet, thank goodness. Thanks, Vicky Jo. Thank you. She just lifted me up with her words. What a difference you can make with just a few choice words. Good job. Well done. Thank you. That was wonderful. Much gratitude. You're awesome. How many times have we heard, treat others the way you want to be treated? Hundreds as a kid, right? Not so much as an adult. I find it interesting that as adults, rarely does anyone remind us to treat others the way we want to be treated. Our peers don't necessarily want to step in and make us accountable. When someone we know is behaving poorly, without regard for others, we might choose to walk away, let them figure it out, avoid them for a while, How about the person who gossips? Do you join in or do you walk away? Free will. We get to decide. I've made a conscious choice when gossip is going on to chime in with something positive. Positive about the person who's being talked about. Positive words change the energy and bring focus to the good. We can change the energy of any conversation by changing the focus. We change the focus by choosing different words. In this case, a positive and uplifting genre. Here's another option to consider. You've done something wrong. Would you prefer to be reprimanded or shown an alternative that might have a better outcome? Personally, I'd prefer to be shown an alternative. But for this scenario to take place, it requires that the other person who's involved chooses their words wisely. So they have to be conscientious. They have to decide that they are going to give you an alternative and help you see the other side. And they have to have a tone of understanding. Free will of that person. Think of the power that they have. It's the same power that you have. They can reprimand or they can help. Once spoken, words can never be taken back. Choose wisely. Do you want your legacy to be loving or negative? People may not remember what you've said to them, but they will remember how you've made them feel. Take advantage of your free will to offer strength, empowerment, encouragement, and love to others. If you're feeling stuck in a situation, you don't know what to say, ask your angels. They are available to us at all times, but we must remember to ask, and they will give you what you need to say. In the Bible, Psalms 19:14, may these words from my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord. Always remember that words have the power to heal and that your words can heal. Now I want to go in a different direction and talk about my favorite words when I was a kid. I had two. And this is, I'm getting the feeling I was like 9 or 10, right around that area. I used to say them over and over again because they felt good. The first one, I didn't really know the meaning of, but I knew it was important and I knew it was good. I knew it. Even as a child, I could feel it. Had no idea what it meant. Integrity. I would just say it over and over. Integrity, integrity. Someday I'll know what that means. Integrity, integrity. I don't know what it means, but someday I'll understand it. I was drawn to this multi-syllable type word. It's kind of interesting. Okay, so I was weird. What can I say? My second favorite word was cool because it was tangible. You could see it. You could try and figure it out. It was mysterious, but it was visible. Convolutions, another multiple-syllable word, otherwise known as the folds and ridges of the surface of the brain. It's such a cool word, convolutions. Convolutions. I think I would dance when I would say that one, convolutions. Some words are tangible. You can touch them, you can feel them, you can see them, you can picture their use. Rock, chair, tree, curve, square. Bet you have a picture in your mind right now, don't you? But other words are not tangible. These words often take life lessons and experience and time to understand and grasp. Words like enthusiasm, passion, integrity, and faith. What about these words? Won't, can't, worry, and no. Can't see them, can't touch them, can't pick them up, but you can sure feel them. Sometimes these words will make your shoulders slump, make your head bow down, make your muscles tighten, make your breathing shallow. Now, what about these words? Honest, yes. Gratitude, happy, good. How do these words make you feel? Are you smiling? Does your heart space feel warmer? Are you sitting up straighter? Can you take a deeper breath? Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. Whole different feeling. Words have energy. A single word can have a profound effect on someone. A group of words can tell a great story or become a song. Ask your angels for the right words to use, because words heal, and you have the power to heal with your words. I'd like to share with you a few more of my favorite words. Sunshine, enthusiasm, integrity, flowers, energy, my Harley, passion, happiness, and love. And one last thing, your dental tip of the day. Now, Bill had a question about retainers. And if he would like for me to answer that question, now I can do that, or I can do that later and give you a different tip. Who has an interest in retainers? Okay, Bill, I'll have to answer that question later. Anybody who wants to know about retainers, come and see me when I'm talking to Bill. So your dental tip of the day is, when you go to the store and you're looking at toothbrushes, you have the choice of soft, medium, and hard. There's only one toothbrush that has been recommended since I've been in dental hygiene and 20 years before me, and that's a soft toothbrush. What you're trying to take off of your teeth has the consistency of mashed potatoes. It's soft and it's sticky. So if you use a soft brush, it splays and it cleans. You use a medium or a hard brush, it hits that surface and it traumatizes the gum and it destroys the tooth and the root surface. So, dental tip of the day, only buy a soft toothbrush. Love and blessings to you all. May you use your words wisely and with love.
Peaceful, everyone? Didn't she bring us peace? Yes? Do you feel peaceful? Bruce, do you feel peaceful? Oh, everybody, don't miss the woman in the back with her head shaking. See her? That is Ruth. And she is from Greenville, North Carolina. She came for a visit, then she drove all the way up the coast and played with the trees and visited Dennis O'Donnell, visited Wendy, Lindy, and Carol Necklace, continued on up to Oregon, came back. Don't miss her. She's psycho. Wait. Oh, it's psyche. I know. What is it? Oh, not a laxative. Physics. She's a physics professor in North Carolina. Oh, no?
I'm just thinking not that many people know that term. You know, people don't know that term physics so much anymore.
Oh, it's a laxative. Well, the word laxative was around long before physics.
we used to say, maybe you better take some physics. That means take a laxative. And we used the word long before you had it.
Actually, we still do that.
Anyhow, that's Ruth, and please don't miss her. You sure don't want to miss her. Who is here for the very first time? Oh, that lovely little lady. Oh, another lovely little lady. Who's going to help me, Louise? Thank you, honey.
You always going to do that.
Thank you for coming, and thank you to whoever encouraged you to come. One more. And thank you to whoever encouraged you to come. And thank you for coming. And come again when your heart feels like it. And now, who's going to help with passing the hat, Louise?
Oh, that's going to be me then.
Got it? And next week, same time, same station, is going to be Dan Hare. He hasn't gotten here. He said, I thought you forgot about me. I didn't forget about him. It's just that I didn't get around to calling him. But most of you know Dan Hare?
Yeah.
He's going to share his thoughts with us next Wednesday. And on Sunday is Kimberly. 9:30 for healing, 10:30 is the service. So if you haven't tried our Sunday service, give it a try. And, of course, I hope you like us well enough you'll come back on Wednesday night, too. If you look around, every person that you lay eyes on here is absolutely wonderful. There is no one here that you would not want to be friends with. And, you know, you can look at, like, Bill, and he's very pickable. And but you'd be very entertained if you got to know Bill. And his wife, she's not even a bit jealous. In fact, she's thinking it might be pretty nice of some other women. Bill, I'm talking about you.
Play again?
I'm talking about you. No, they have a wonderful, wonderful relationship. They're both wonderful people. So again, don't miss anybody here, huh? Lord, once more we ask a blessing on the material offering, and as each giver here this evening, whatever way they give, Lord, thought, deed, action, whatever way, Lord, please let it return heaped up and running over in their area of need. And in Jesus' name we ask this.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, could we sing something really snappy and bring the energy up before we get started on the...
Zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine ahead in my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Boy, we miss that piano, don't we? But boy, did we do good.
I know, we're good.
Woohoo! Yes, we're pretty fantastic. We're pretty, yeah, we're just downright good. Now I hope you're thinking of somebody that's free of the body, more alive than we are, because we're pinned in these little canisters. But someone free of the body is alive and well. So if you think about them, we'll up here we'll try to do our best to get in touch with them. We're only practicing. And if you're new here, we're not psychics like you see out in the street, the men asking for money with their hand out. We're not psychics. We're working for God. And God is love. Now, who's going to help us? I saw Spencer sneak in. Craig? All right. Go on, you guys.
Let's do the 23rd song.
Bill, when the time is right, you'll know it. Doesn't it seem funny not to be able to have that music? That Rihanna dancing?
Yes.
It almost feels empty, doesn't it? We need her. Now, what we'd like to do here is do our best to reach somebody that's free of the body that knows you. But if you're new, keep remembering we're only practicing. Also know this, if you don't want a message, just wave, we'll keep on going. You won't hurt our feelings. And let me also say this to, who can I say this? The rest of you can listen, and I'll say it to Ruth. Nothing is ever told that you don't want told. Oh, she's relieved. Woo! Please, everybody, don't miss Ruth. She doesn't get here that often. Don't miss her. Please, she's... Oh! Have you... Ruth, did you get acquainted here with Yudoka? She teaches law. Have you already...
We were in a circle together, just for a short
time. She's a law professor. Pretty good, huh? Are you thinking of somebody free of the body? Invite them to get in touch with us up here? Are you? Don't forget. Ask them to get in touch with us so we can get you a hello. And you wanted to sing something, friends.
Oh, I was just going to say, let's do the 23rd Psalm.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Yeah, let's do that.
Really? Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Leadeth me in the path of righteousness for my namesake.
Yea, though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And our first to work for God, and each of us here, Craig.
Thank you, Millie. Giving all glory and honor to God and the angels. I'm terrible with names, and the beautiful lady with glasses in the second row. You know, interestingly enough, when I saw you walk in, it immediately struck me. I do get physical sensations, but I felt like there was some stress on my heart, physical stress on my heart. So whoever was coming through, I'm sure passed having something to do with a heart. You know, do you know who I'm talking about? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, stress. Stress. We go through life and we do get a lot of stress. And it's the stress of our children. It's the stress of our relationships. It's the stress of our work. It's the stress of just trying to live all those daily lives. You know, and how we do it as well as we do, or sometimes not so well. And I'm a good example of not so well a lot of times. But, you know, one of the things is, and I'm sure it was a father figure, could be a grandfather, great-grandfather, something like that. He commends you on how well you handle stress. How well you take care of the problems that crop up during the day, and how well you turn the negative into the positive. Okay? God bless you. That's what I have for you today. Anna, may I give you a message? This was a great talk for you tonight. It was a great talk. You have got a, you too, you know, and it's, that's a stress section back there. You've had some unique stresses in your life and some unique challenges that you haven't had for much of your life lately. And I'm talking about over this past year or so. But you know, you're a beautiful person. You are loved, and everything Connie said applies. Feed those thoughts, those good thoughts to yourself, because your angels are feeding good thoughts to you, you know. And that's what I have for you today. God bless you. I'll be followed by Bill.
Giving all glory to God in the angel kingdom. May I come to you? I think your name is Vaughn.
Yes.
You know, as I kind of just watch you for a period of time, the feeling that I get recently is that there might be some internal stress going on with you, some intense situations that are challenging you at this point. Does that ring true with you right now? And I also feel that some of these are stressing out in various areas of your life, not just necessarily one. It could be a reflection of something that is you're drawing into yourself for your own growth period at this time. But something is crawling up inside of you, and it is bringing you a lot more concern than what you normally have. And I want you to try and understand that if you can try and breathe through your problem and understand that whatever it is that's affecting you, and I want to almost feel that some of it is relationship bound at this point, and I don't want to get specific on it, but it's making you feel a little bit uncomfortable and worried. And I just want to say that you're being watched over right now and that you can release these things. You have the full, complete capability to breathe through them. And even if you just came here to hear this one little thing, that I hope that this helps you to understand that they know that you're being stressed at this point. And it's okay. You have what it takes to get through it. And God bless you. And I pray that that helps you a little bit in your stress. And the lady in the back there, in the orange.
Anna.
Oh, Anna.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Came into the same person.
That's all right.
With you, I sense like you've come through a victory or a release of something, that you've been working on something for a period of time, and that there's been a lightness or a breaking open of your heart, and almost like a freedom with you that has been a little bit long in coming. And I think that you're kind of walking away from something that is allowing you to be more free in your spirit and explore more possibilities. Is that some? Okay. What I want to say to you is that whatever it is that you are walking away from and that you're walking to, keep on walking with that joy, similar to what she was talking about in her talk, the positive talk, the reinforcement, the ability to look forward to the future by creating your own vibration around you is very important. And I think that when you do that and you change, you really have the ability to affect a vibration around you, especially with younger people. So I don't know how that fits in at any one point at all, but I think you affect a pool of people, especially young people. And I think that there is a lightness and a step with you. And congratulations on moving forward, I want to say.
I'm a teacher.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Thank you.
It's the confirmation.
Giving honor and glory to God and our wonderful angel kingdom. Andrea, would you like a message? I see with you what looks like a hot air balloon. It's big, and you're holding on to it. And the source of a hot air balloon energy and what makes it go up into the air is that thing that they light. And what the angels are showing me is you and the words that you choose to speak are what inflates the balloon and lifts you up. So each time you say something positive, it's like lighting that little fire. And you get to go up a little higher. And you say something positive, and it fills it a little bit more. And next thing you know, you're up above everything else, and you can see clearly. So I got this message for you before the talk, and it was very interesting because I thought this talk is probably going to be very good for you. So just know, you got that balloon, girl, and fill it with positive things, and it will put you above so that you can look down and see clearly upon everything that's out in front of you. Blessings, and I'll leave that with you. Jana, would you like a message? So, as I told you earlier, I get a lot of metaphor. And they show me pictures. And so the picture that I have with you is a giant skyscraper. And I don't know if you've ever been in one of those big, tall buildings where they have this platform that's glass, and you step out on it, and you can see down 30 stories. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm completely afraid of heights, and that just scares the heck out of me. And so that's why I thought, is this message for you or is this message for me? Because I think it's for both of us. So they show me you up in this building with that platform right here, and you're looking at it, and you're trying to decide if you're going to do it or not. And then I hear, you've heard the term before, leap of faith. You heard that term? Well, they're saying take a step of faith. Take a step out onto that platform. And what's going to happen is your heart's going to pound. You might get cold and clammy. A lot of things will happen. But as soon as you look down and you stay there for a while, you'll calm down. And all those sensations that you have will go away. And then you'll be able to take another step. And so this is a metaphor for something that's happening in your life where you're afraid to take that step. And the spirits want you to know it's okay to take that step. It's okay to step in that uncomfortable zone because it's temporary. It will pass. And you'll feel comfortable there. And then you'll be able to take the next step. And they specifically said step of faith, not leap. So they don't want you to leap forward. It's take a step, get comfortable, take another step, and get comfortable. So blessings, and I'll leave that with you.
Giving honor to God and the angel kingdom. Can I come back and give you a message with the blonde hair and the denim shirt? So thank you. So immediately I feel like I want to call you sweetheart, and I'm not one that calls girls like sweetheart. So I want to know if Grandpa or somebody like that had a little pet name for you when you were younger? You can't remember. Anyway, it just feels like that energy is coming in, something like that, right? So look and see if that shows up later. What I feel like your guides are telling me right now is you're looking for the truth from somebody right now. And gosh, this has been such a weird year about truth. So there's fake news and alternative facts and all of this stuff. And, you know, in all of that mix up about stuff, the one thing that you can really learn is there's two sides to every story, right? If you know, if you're not buying into the fake news or alternative facts or this or that or whatever, what you can see about the big divide in our country right now is that these people hear something and see it different, and these people hear something and see it different. And it's the same thing. So there's something in your life right now that you're not seeing eye to eye with, and they want you to try to step around it and look at it backwards, right? And see how that fits for you. See if it's really is, well, now I'm hearing like Jon Stewart, truthiness. If it's as, you know, important that it matters, if that's really an issue that you need to stay on, or if you can let that go and see if you can shift around. There's some things to let go of for friendship. There's some things that don't matter if it's an alternative fact to let go for friendship or relationship or something like that. So just look and see how that fits for you. I just really feel that I want to tell you that you make a big difference for people, and standing on some little thing where you're right, and we know you're right, and the angels even want to tell you you're right, but you're going to not be as connected to somebody from being right. They want to see if you can let that go. Are you in touch with that and you know who that is already? Okay, blessings to you. Thank you. Ruthie, I'm so excited to see you. Can I give you a message? Now, we talk, so I'm not pulling this whole thing down. I'm not really that great at mediumship, right? But what you said, 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago to me, that when you go into the trees, that you connect and you talk to them and you feel, I feel like a tree spirit walked right up to you and you could feel it. Like it walked through she loves the sequoias, the redwoods. And I feel like you had a really spiritual moment there. And when it's one of those where you're like, did that just happen or whatever, right? Did you feel that? Yeah. So they just want to, I think they're just telling you this because we talked about it and we already know that you did that. But I think they want to confirm because you were like, well, did that just happen? And what a refreshing it was to your soul. And now you're all filled up. And of course, God wants to use you to help other folks now that you're full. But he just wants to confirm that was so good for you. And what a blessing. Yeah, blessings to you. Thank you.
Mary Elena, yes. May I come to you? Yes. May I give you a message?
Sure.
You know, I get this, the whole image of, when a woman is in childbirth, there's all of the anxiety and the anxiousness and all of the chaos and travail, as they talk about in the Old Testament, the travail of childbirth. Well, when things change, but just before something amazing and incredible and beautiful is born, that's what happens. And then fortunately, that's what's going on in your country, but something beautiful and amazing and incredible is going to come through. And you're doing, and I know you're doing all of the right things you're supposed to do, more so than most people. But you've got a hold of Mary's hand. And just keep holding her hand, and I know she will protect your loved ones, and don't ever doubt her. She's moved worlds. And she's doing that for you. And everything will be okay. Okay? I bless you. God bless you. Celeste, may I give you a message? It wasn't that long ago that I stood up here and my ears would start pounding because of the blood pressure would skyrocket. I could not cope being in front of another human being. That I give messages now is the most incredible thing to a group of people. And your angels are telling me, it's okay, you're going to be great. We know what a great medium you are. She is a great medium one-on-one. I've witnessed it. Detail after detail after detail. So, you will be okay. Someday you will stand up here. They're encouraging you, and they love you very much. Your grandparents love you very, very much. And they know what an amazing, talented person you are. And you've proven that so many times already. And it's like you never get to prove it enough. Is that right? Okay. God bless you. That's what I have for you tonight. Thank you.
Celeste, I have a message for you. You're supposed to take my spot. Come on up here. Just to confirm what you said. Josaman, may I come to you? Recently, I get your, you've been through a period of deep contemplation. You understand what I'm saying by contemplation? You're in a position point right now, or you have been, where you're kind of playing out or you're looking seriously at what some of your options are. And I almost feel like they all revolve around movement. And I don't necessarily know in which way, if that's physical movement, career movement, moving locations, moving your mind, changing. But I sense that you've passed from a point of grief, which I know a little bit about your story from before. And now you're in a position of more discernment. And am I hitting any notes here with you? Is this a little bit true? Okay. I also sense that when you were a little boy or a younger boy, that there was an older man or somebody in your life, and I want to almost feel like grandfather type of way, that kind of gave you a vision of how to think, or somebody that you kind of modeled yourself after. Did you have a significant male influence in your life that helped you think through things a little bit, somebody that you might have looked up to? No? Okay, because do you have a grandfather in spirit? Okay, because it really feels like an older type of man. And the way I feel like he's looking through your eyes. And the reason why I say that is because of the way he thinks. I think there is some kind of influence, and of course, I have no proof of this, but it's just how I feel at this moment, that when I look at you, I almost feel like there's a wiser, older man looking through your eyes, helping you, making your decisions. And I don't know if you ever get the thoughts within yourself, who is inside of me making these decisions? Or who is the watcher within me helping me? But I almost feel like sometimes you feel removed from yourself, like you're watching yourself in a play go through something and you're waiting for something to unfold. Yes? Okay. So what I want you to say to try and do is also try and surrender that I really believe that this is a combination of a guide, a grandfather, your own spirit talking to yourself. And I think that perhaps you may be bogging yourself down with over-rumination, over-contemplating it, where I think instinctively within your own soul, I think you kind of know what you want to do. So I would say that this spirit is kind of giving you peace to allow yourself to be genuinely who you are, to have the confidence in yourself and the love that no matter which way you choose, the spirit's going to take you through it no matter what. And until you make that move, you won't know. So blessings to you. I pray that you find that peace through your contemplation and that you can move on to whatever it is. Okay? And may I come to this woman in the pink here? May I know your name?
Nelke.
Are you concerned or are you concerned for children? Do you have a child? You have a child? Do you have you ever had a child pass, or do you know of a child that's passed close to you?
You can talk to her later.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know of a child that passed away, or do you have a child that passed away at any one point?
No, exactly me, but I have a
little. You do know somebody who passed away. Little girl? Okay. Because when I'm sitting here, I get a little girl with you. And I feel that this little girl is trying to love you and is concerned for you because you tend to carry deep concern and you're worried about children. Are you worried about children now? Are you worried about a child or children in general?
Yeah, my child.
Okay, you're worried about your child. Okay, I don't know what's wrong with your child or what the situation is being, but this child that is on the other side is showing me that she's almost kind of just reaching up for you and trying to give you a little bit of peace and calmness to try and soothe your worry. Because you're so worried that the love flow from you is kind of like getting really, really tight right now. Do you feel that way sometimes in your worry? Your worry is overwhelming you. And I think that the child is around you to bring you comfort and to try and bring you a little bit of ease. And so what I want to pass on to you is when you feel yourself getting tight, you speak Spanish?
Yes.
Trincándote? this child, try and breathe for a moment and remember that this child is with you to help you to ease your burden so you can help your child. And I don't know what the situation is, but apparently you have deep concern for children. But I also want you to know that it's reciprocated. The children also have deep love and concern for you. So let that love flow, okay? It's not just one way. Okay, blessings.
Nilke, I have another message for you, but it's from a different person. I have an older gentleman here. He feels like maybe an uncle, but a grandfather, I'm not certain. But he shows me himself wearing a brown suit, like brown slacks and a vest and a shirt, and has a wand as if he's a conductor. So I get the feeling as though he's a music teacher or he's the leader or conductor in some way, because he shows me standing up here conducting. And so it might even have been a teacher that you had when you were in school, but it's a gentleman who steps up. And what he's saying to you is, when you look at a conductor, usually people want to be that conductor. They want to be the one calling out what's going to happen. Well, he's handing you the stick, and he's saying, you get to conduct your own life. You get to choose which song you want to play, which dance you want to dance, which direction you want to go. And that he is going to be standing right there with you, guiding you along the way. Because he is someone you can call on at any time to say, hey, I need some help with conducting this part of my life. And he'll be there with you. So don't forget to ask your spirits. Don't forget to ask your relatives and your friends who have crossed over for help. Because they're there to help you, and they will. Blessings, and I'll leave that with you. Susan, would you like a message? This one's kind of fun. The sentence they gave me was, diamonds are a girl's best friend. And so I'm a little confused because I see diamonds, like in diamond rings, spread out. But then I see water at just the right time of the day, a lake or the ocean, when the sun is shining on it and it's sparkling and it looks like diamonds. Or I see I'm inside a cabin in the winter and there's snow outside and there's snow on the branches of a pine tree and it's melting and glistening and it looks like diamonds. And so as I ask, okay, what's the message that you want me to give her? They're saying that diamonds come in all shapes and sizes. That you may be visualizing a diamond, but it may come in a different form. So pay attention to your surroundings and take in the beauty of what's offered to you. If you happen to be walking by the beach and the sun is shining just the right way and you see that sparkle, recognize that beauty. Recognize what's right in front of you, because what you think you may want, a diamond, may actually not be what you really want. You may want something different. So diamonds are a girl's best friend in many different ways. Blessings, and I'll leave that with you.
Blessings to the Angel Kingdom. Denise, can I give you a message? So you're David's alternative wife, right? Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was following that at church on Sunday. So you know what I get? For you is that you just went through a period of worry. There was just you almost thought you were not going to land on your feet, it feels like. And you're good now, right? They still think there's a little bit of worry sticking around with you that doesn't need to be there. And they think that if you could let... Do you tend to worry about stuff too much? Okay, so they want you to let that go because it's not constructive and there's so much more that God wants to use you for. So they want you to just realize that everything is going to be okay, that they're watching over you. you're loved, and they are going to take good care of you, your guides and your angels. And your so ask for help. Try not to worry as much. And it's hard because I've been there before where you can't see, oh, gosh, what happens next and who's going to take care of me and all of that. You're fine. They want you to know that that's past. There is so much more potential. But because sometimes you're looking here, you don't see what's all over there. So they want you to stop looking about all these little things. What's that saying? You know, if you have a problem, how do you get rid of your problem? Is you look for a bigger problem. Like if you're worried about how to pay your electric bill, worry about world hunger instead. Your electric bill is so tiny in the scope of world hunger. Do you know what I mean? So they want you to put stuff in perspective that there's just so much more for you. Blessings to you. And keep David out of trouble. Can I tag on a little message to you, Susan, as well? You know, I wanted to know if you had real traditional or maybe even like a strict upbringing. Was your upbringing strict, like your dad strict? Huh? Your mom was strict. All right, so I just got that. Sometimes there's little pieces of that that stick with you. And what I want you to know, what she, I think, angels are wanting you to know, your guides are wanting to tell you about that, is that was mom trying to love you. So sometimes when it was not positive or took good care of you for the strictness of it, where you felt constricted or why does she do that or what, because it's hard to be under strict, is that was just her way to love you. And in some ways, I feel like your mom wants to apologize for being too strict, which even today is, affects your thinking and you don't even realize it's in there. And your angels want you to know you're capable and amazing and beautiful and friendly and all these areas that you had to watch so carefully not, you know, to fit into strict. You've got to behave, right? And they're saying have a little fun. You're an adult. Break some of the rules just for fun and see that nothing happens when that does. And then they feel like a more will open up for you. Even though you're way past the age where mom can still be strict to you, some of that's still inside of you. So try to pick some of those rules and break them, and you'll be okay. And it'll open up a bigger possibility for you. Blessings to you, Susan. Thank you.
Aren't they wonderful? Absolutely wonderful. Don't talk with this very interesting young lady. Yes. I think kids. Mm-hmm. Aren't they? Don't anybody miss them. Each one and every one of them is just so sweet. You know, sometimes we go out of our way to see a play or whatever, and we miss some of the nice people. It's just right there for us to get acquainted with. Giving the honor to God and that wonderful angel kingdom. I just have some quick little ones I want to give. Louise, I don't know if somebody's moving around your house or is somebody new coming on the street. I see like a change in wherever you live, you know, in your street area. So maybe they're just going to put up new signs. I don't know. Will you let me know on that? Unimportant, but it was fun because I was trying to watch that and figure out what it was going on. So you think we...
I will be aware.
Well, yeah, just a fun little thing. It's not big. Okay? Nothing really big. Did anybody talk to you? Wave me by if you've already been talked to. Who's the Virgo around you? Virgo. When is Virgo? That is when? Loud, shout at me, my ears are old.
She was born in August. Birthday.
Her birthday. What they're telling me here is to mention to you how good your life really is. But you are so meticulous that you see all the things that's not exactly right. And you focus too much on them. Can I say that to you? Can you help me with the English? Julio? You can help me, okay? So I can't trust him. Who knows what he'll say that I'm saying? And I think I'm in trouble. But, honey, what they're saying is when you were growing up, you had to be very careful that you didn't do the wrong thing. When you're a little girl, right? Okay. Well, they don't want you to worry so much about it now because anything that feels right to you wouldn't be wrong. It may not be the very best fit, but it wouldn't be wrong. Does that seem right to you, what I'm saying? Julio, help me.
She won't get it.
Julio. Well, Julio has trouble with the English, too. But so do I, so. But if, so what they want you to do is stop being so concerned that everything is exactly right and just get busy and enjoy life a little bit more. And I want to leave you with the R sound for you to think about. R, like Rita or whatever an R would be. Think about it. Could be a last name like Rodriguez or something. Now, where are you from? What country?
Venezuela.
Oh, so you do know him then, huh?
Yeah.
And how about you? Are you from Venezuela? Oh, Julio, two girls from Venezuela. Wow. They're really sweet kids. Don't miss them. Ladies, all the way in the back, did you get any message from either of you? Yes or no? You did get one?
No, they did not.
The one is smiling the biggest over here on this side. May I speak with you? I've got a letter P to give you. What's a P around you? Who is that?
Her friend.
My hearing must be really bad tonight, or everybody is so gentle and feminine and soft-spoken, even Julio. What they're telling me is when you were a little bitty girl, you loved doll babies. Did you have one doll baby that was really special to you? When you were a little girl, that was yesterday. Huh? And I feel as if you never wanted to part with it. I feel it was your cuddle bug. And so they're telling me that today you love little kids, little ones. Teenagers, you not as much, but little ones. Are you with me on that? And so they encourage you, whenever you have a chance to be with the little ones, please do. It'll not only be good for them, it'll be good for you. Are you with me on that? And did anybody talk to you in the dark over there, dark color?
She said you did.
Oh, that was before. That was before we're here. So nobody talked to you while you're sitting here, right, like this. You were extremely feminine, but you were a little bit of, and it's hard for me to believe this, a little bit of a daredevil when you were little. I think you'd like to have flown your own airplane. Did you ever consider it? Did anybody in your family ever fly?
Her husband's side.
On your husband's side? They flew?
He was a pilot, but the dad was my husband.
Her father-in-law was a pilot.
I hope that when you think about him, I hope you get some good thoughts. Because I believe whoever this is really meant well. So I hope you'll... I got somebody free of the body on your husband's side of the household. Free of the body. Who is that? Can you feel any energy with you? Oh, honey. Woo. Well, I may be getting it all myself. I don't know, but it's right there with you. Who didn't we touch in with? Oh, yeah, but we know you really well, honey. Anybody else? Oh, I got to touch with you a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. But now while I'm here with you, give me an E like Ed, Edith, Evie, Evelyn. You know what, honey? You cannot allow yourself to make even the teeniest little mistake. Can you? Wow. And if somebody run over a dog 10 miles from here, you'll think, oh, I wonder if I did that. I suppose I did. Are you with me on that feeling? So they want you to ease up on yourself a little bit. All right? Ease up on yourself. Now, you used to be, when you were little, you liked to get your feet in there and really dance around. You never do it anymore. Did you ever take dancing lessons?
Yes.
And are you not using all of that training and like you used to do, huh?
That's right.
No, well, think about it, even if it's only you in the room. Because it's
just thinking about that
good, honey, because that is, it's good for you. It's good for you. Anybody else that I didn't talk to that I don't know? No, Ruth's back there, but nobody's brave enough for that. Oh, Dimples, I know you.
You've been ignoring me all night.
But I can't, but Dimples, I do want to, oh, Rick, I want to say, this wasn't the best day in your life.
Wow. That's something that I wouldn't want anybody else to know.
No, I'm serious. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It wasn't exactly a peaceful day. Yeah?
Yes.
But you did have the wisdom to call on help.
Yes.
For your angel kingdom. And I have B, but it's a funny sounding name to me. So, how's that fit in? Huh? Daddy, mommy.
Well, on mommy's side.
It's your mommy?
No.
Just her side? Well, then I hope you like them, because they're coming in. They want you to keep your energy up, a little more cheerful, so that they can visit with you better.
Okay.
Well, you know, if we let our energy go down, like, oh, what is this? It's harder for them to reach us, because they're traveling in a faster, higher vibration. So keep your energy up here, because I don't know what you did today, but it feels as if you were, you know, the usual happy guy that you are, you let slip today. So, get you under control. I just wanted to be bossy, isn't it? I love this being bossy. Huh? I like that, huh? I like that being bossy. Yudoka?
Mm-hmm.
I know, time is up, but Yudoka. Mm-hmm. I want to take you to maybe 2 to 3 o'clock today.
Okay.
You know what you were doing? Think about it, and
yes.
Somebody really annoyed you.
Me?
Annoyed you. Well, maybe you annoyed yourself. No, somebody really annoyed you today, I'll say around 2 or 3 o'clock. And it was something you can't change, so just get over it.
Okay.
Were you with, was there half a dozen people around you when you were like 2 o'clock today or 3? Oh, well. Well, you, whatever we're talking about, you handled really well, honey. Thank you all for giving us this time. And thank you to Leslie. There is food out there. I don't know what it is. It's covered up, so don't miss it. And so if you would please, everybody, please go to the carriage house and let's all have a few minutes together.
She was saying, can we sing Happy Birthday to Yudoka?
Oh.
That's what she's requesting.
I'm younger soon. I'm much younger soon. Happy birthday to Billy. Cause you're younger soon. Woo! Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, lovely, sweet, and younger Billy.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, kids, isn't this life wonderful? Mm-hmm. Are you happy in your life?
Yes.
If you're happy and you know it, shake your head. If you're happy and you know it, shake your head. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it.
If
you're happy and you know it, shake your head.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to start our song?
On earth, then let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let take, let this be my song of love. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me.
Oh, happy coffee time.
No, I accidentally told you. 70?
Nobody's right, nobody's wrong, because there's, you know, this, and then there's that, and people see you different.
Yes.
Well, you're going to be okay.
Yeah.
You are. Yeah, she's a good support for you.
Hey, we got you. Yes.
See, that's good to learn it.
That's it, honey.
All right,
let's go.
I'm going to... You know, you're a nice looking guy. I'm nice looking. Well, you guys are fine. Take another day. Well, I hope that doesn't happen, but, you know, if it does feel like that, something life would be all together. And I'm not saying that I want you to do that. I'm just saying that. You know, she's not like an ogre, and she's the only one.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.